You're listening to The Broker's Terminal, a Mass Effect podcast.
Hi.
Was I muted? Yes. So we're going to start over. Hello.
Hi.
You were not muted, so we could have, we can offer Patreon people a
blooper. Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Per usual, we'd like to let the audience know that we had a plan to record.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an infection in my entire face, which is not an understatement.
Mm-mm.
For some background, Lexi has had some ear things. And
I've had a perforated eardrum since about February of 2020. So
yeah. So I texted Lexi in a panic last week, like, what do I do? And that's been a wonderful guide.
This
monstrosity of a situation. In any case, we're here now. And I'm not happy about it. And we're just gonna jump right into this stupidity. As you guys know, there is a long-standing love-hate relationship that I have with the infamous game Destiny 2. Destiny, like, fine. Destiny 2, no, love-hate, 100%. And I've actually, I just checked before we started recording, I uninstalled Destiny 2. I don't exactly know when I uninstalled it, but I did see that I have not played it since October 31st, 2023. That's what, 4 months? Probably the longest I've ever gone without playing Destiny. Including during my pregnancy and after the birth of my son. I've never not played for this long since its launch in 2014. And today, you guys will see on the screen this dumbness. Destiny 2, Bungie is collaborating with BioWare to bring us Mass Effect themed shit.
Oh, as I said to you when you messaged me on Discord about that earlier, Destiny 2 for you is like the toxic ex-boyfriend that just keeps coming back.
It's
that you just can't seem to get rid of.
It's hurtful. I was speaking with someone else and I was like, this is targeted harassment. Like I feel like Bungie has infiltrated my life without my knowledge and now is ripping me apart from the inside, making a mockery out of me, really. So
you're tearing me apart.
What's that like?
I think it's The Room, isn't it?
The Room.
Yeah. You know, the like iconic sort of cult movie with what's his name? Tommy Wiseau.
Never seen it, but I have seen The Room with Brie Larson, which is a completely different movie, and that's why I was like, that's a weird movie to quote.
No, there's a scene where he's like, you're tearing me apart, Lisa.
No.
It's from 2003. Anyway.
Fair enough. No, that's fine. I like the when we it makes us feel more real. But
ADHD brain.
Yeah. So this is a thing now. And I've seen a lot of my mutual friends who are also in the boat of like, I formerly played Destiny and I like Mass Effect and this cannot bring me back. And I'm literally responding to people like, bringing me back. I'll be downloading the game and spending $40 on two armor sets that I'll use for 3 seconds and then that's the end. Because I'll be damned if my warlock doesn't look like Liara Tassoni. I'll be damned if my warlock doesn't look like Liara Tassoni. My hunter already looks like Aloy. And now my warlock can look like Liara and my titan can look like Femshep. And what else do you need, really?
Truly. So, from what I saw on the picture, they've got the warlock skin is Liara's outfit, basically.
Yes. And I'm looking at it right now. So
yeah, and the Titan outfit is an N7 armor set.
Yes.
And it's not really particularly like N7 armor shaped. It's just N7 armor colored.
Yeah, and the Liara stuff looks great. The Shepherd, the N7 armor, mm-hmm. has like orange, like lighty uppy, like an Omni tool. I'm salivating.
And then the Hunter armor is just kind of like Alliance colors, isn't it?
I can't really tell because it says in the tweet, what's it called? The X, that that they're inspired by Shepherd, Garrus, and Liara. So the Hunter might kind of be Garrus looking.
Garrus is skin.
I won't be
okay.
buying that one. No disrespect to Garrus, but my Hunter looks like Aloy. So that's not changing. Garrus for me is never going to beat Aloy. So
understandable. But then
the other nice thing, though, this is nice and not very Destiny like. Because I still hate the game. Is
she says is, she's going to keep downloading it in the background while we record.
I've not downloaded it. I am going to allow myself to think about it, knowing that I'm gonna crumble. but they are giving the ship that I believe looks like the SR2. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Normandy, my god, I like forgot the name for a second. I'm getting over an infection. The Sparrow that looks like a shuttle, and then the
like
ghost.
The Mako. I thought it kind of had some of the markings of Mako,
right.
I think.
I was thinking of like one of the shuttles, but yeah, it's totally a Mako. And then I don't know exactly what the ghost is supposed to look like, but those are all free downloads, which is, that is Bungie. Well done, because you guys are out for the money. So I am impressed that they're even doing that. So fine. I'll pay for Liara's, for my warlock to be Liara. Anyway.
Well, and you can also be blue, right? For your, if you already have, well, you'd have to remake your character.
But that's interesting. I would have to remake my character. That would be something to do. Lexi.
Well, and so I can't remember I remember watching that Destiny lore video that was like 5 hours long and I only got like halfway through it. But the blue people, they're the Awoken. What are they called? Awoken. So you theoretically could make an Awoken and then because they're blue and then just, I don't know, make them bald or something or whatever, and you would have Liara.
Fuck.
I'm a terrible influence. I mean, I won't lie, but that would be what I would do.
You know what else I could do? I can't believe I'm even saying this, but I could also, for the eighth, I think literally I've remade my Titan like 4 times. I could also remake my Titan to look like my Shepherd.
This is true.
Oh no.
The possibilities.
We're back, baby.
Next thing you know, Rach is going to start streaming again and it's just going to be Destiny 2 all over again.
Oh, I've already come up with the stream for this stupidity, which is going to, I've come up with a few different names. Let me pull up the chat in which I was throwing out some balls here. That can include, hold on, targeted harassment featuring Rach. when we're listening gets personal. And true life, I rolled a nat 1 on Constitution. So I think that it's going to be... did I vow to never stream Destiny again? Yes. Did I know that this was going to happen? I didn't. And I should have prepared for this.
The inevitable comeback. The Fact. Allure of Mass Effect.
Liara to Sony made me do it. Oh, that's actually... Ooh. That's it, baby.
There you go. That's it, baby.
Nailed it. cool. So with that in mind, so Lexi and I were thinking to ourselves, well, you know, we have a bunch of like topics in our pocket, but then we were like, maybe this is a good opportunity to just appreciate and explore other games and other pieces of TV where Mass Effect has just kind of been a cameo or something where you can represent your love for Mass Effect, our love for Mass Effect in these different games or like enjoy a Mass Effect callback within a TV show. So we did find, thank you to fandom wiki fandom.com some wacky wiki. They have wacky wiki on. They have a nice list. So we're going to run through this. I'll fully admit that some of these things I haven't played.
Same here.
Or watched. But some of them I have, or some of them I have knowledge about. So yeah. So it looks like these are in also chronological order of when the cameo happened. And in 2008, the game Spore, which brings a smile to my face because my brother used to play Spore.
Oh, yeah.
I've never played Spore. I was a little...
No, like, neither have I.
I was a little too old for Spore. Apparently, there's a reference to Mass Effect in a special Spore strategy guide. but I've never played Spore. But shout out to my brother who was a Spore master.
So the next one says just Sim. But if you open the link there, it says it's a series of simulation games by Maxis, which is now currently a subsidiary of Electronic Arts, you know, the Sims. and I will say, so it's not listed here. Now, apparently, Shepard is unlockable in My Sims Sky Heroes. Never heard of it, never played. But in the actual The Sims 4, you can get a number of BioWare-related items that are in the game. So I think there's an N7 hat, a Dragon Age Templar hat. And I think... See, this is where my memory is getting fuzzy because I have mods that have some of the outfits for Mass Effect in the game, and I can't remember which ones are modded and which ones are default. But I'm pretty sure they put the N7 hoodie in as a Sims item. Actually, I should just Google it. taking my own advice. For N7 Day in 2022, there were some items. Can you please tell me what the items are? Because it would take like 10 minutes for my Sims game to open and I can't. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So it wasn't the hoodie. It was a t-shirt. And there's also an Andromeda Initiative t-shirt, an N7 ball cap, and then also an N7 tattoo, but it's on the arm. There's also a Dragon Age Inquisition symbol tattoo as well. And I'm sure there's probably some Dragon Age t-shirts in the game as well. But yeah, so they have some items there. Which kind of, like I said, people have modded lots of Mass Effect into Sims a lot because it's pretty easy to port some of the objects and stuff from that into Sims. That's how a lot of people get the stuff in there. There's Overwatch stuff as well. But yeah, so the N7 hoodie was a mod. But there's also like you could make a Sarig if somebody made head tentacles as like a mod as well, which I've used and made Liara myself. Different armors, stuff like that, if you really want to go like fully immersed in Sims. There's so much you can do, so that's kind of neat.
I'm glad that you brought up the mods because I know we've talked about them a lot. I'm still a little bit like sticky brain, so so the next one in 2011 was The Big Bang Theory, which I have to say I haven't really watched The Big Bang Theory, but I know it's like one of the most popular sitcoms of all time. And a Mass Effect 2 poster can be seen in the comic book store Big Bang Theory episode, The Russian Rocket Reaction. And I'm looking at the date and recognizing that Mass Effect 2 would have already been out. Mass Effect 2 have been. So it's kind of cool that they... It's like reflective of.
So the next one is one of the Final Fantasy games where Commander Shepard's armor from Mass Effect 3 is downloadable in Final Fantasy 13-2.
Is that the one with lightning? Because Ali Hillis does lightning's voice.
I have never played a Final Fantasy game in my life.
I only know that.
So, but I'm looking at an article here.
Yes.
And I think she's the girl with the pink hair, right?
Yeah. So it makes sense that they would do that crossover in honor of Ali Hillis being the artist. All right. So what's interesting about this is I'm going to open this link because I don't know what this is. Okay. So in 2012, in a game called FTL, Faster Than Light, one of the randomized crew names can be Garrus, a reference to Mass Effect. So FTL is a real-time strategy roguelike game created by indie developer Subsec. I've not played it.
No, I have not either. So the next one, Dead Space, which I'm just reading here, came out on my birthday in 2013. So Dead Space 3 included a suit based on the N7 armor for Mass Effect, with its description also mentioning Shepard as a fictional character in that universe. Dead Space, I've played a little bit of Dead Space 2, but it is a spooky game. It is a space sci-fi horror, so if you're not into like freakish monstrosities and such that you're gonna encounter, maybe not for you. I say I can play horror games, and then I buy horror games, and then I never play them. So clearly I'm just not into it. But Dead Space is a trilogy as well, also by EA. And they also, I think, just did a remake of...
Last year, I think.
The first one, yes. So that's, you know, for someone who's interested in that, it's a pretty decent game series, I've heard. So it's kind of neat that they were able to do more EA games crossovers.
All right, so Kingdoms of Amular, which came out in 2018 also. I have never played that, but I think my husband has played it, because it sounds familiar. Amular, I'm saying it right. that's my bad. But Mass Effect 3, so this is actually, so on this page that we're looking at, it shows, like, which direction, if you will, that the reference happens. So the ones that we just listed, it was all, like, the reference of Mass Effect was in the media, but this one, it goes both ways. So this says Mass Effect 3 features a downloadable armor and a downloadable weapon only accessed after downloading and playing the demo for Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning. Then you can play the Mass Effect 3 demo to unlock an armor and weapon in Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning. Which is actually kind of cool. And I think it's not actually on here. Oh, it is. I was going to say, no, Dragon Age is going to show up later.
Oh, yeah.
And they did a similar type of thing, I think. Yeah, I see them. And so I think I've always liked that games can, like, kind of give a nod to each other.
Absolutely.
So this is pretty cool. Especially because it's kind of encouraging players to, like, try both games.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Nothing like the little allure of relatable content to get you to try anything.
A little bit of relatable content.
So the next one is Battlefield, that came out in 2013. So Mass Effect 3 features a promotional character called Battlefield 3 Soldier, with its armor based on the soldier from Battlefield 3. It's obtained by signing into the multiplayer using an Origin account linked to a Battlefield 3 online pass. So while that one's kind of only one way, you do still technically have to own both games in order to see that and to sign in and show that you have Battlefield 3. So that's kind of neat. I don't know if that'll show up if I Google it, but we'll find out. Battlefield 3. I can type properly.
Battlefield once before I like knew how to play video. Like, this is hard.
Yeah, I've played the multiplayer like a little bit because I was late into the game, and then all I remember is that I have a Geth that's I painted pink and her name is Clementine. But I never played much beyond that, just because at that point I still had my old like gaming PC and well, you could barely call it that. It was a potato. And so connecting to online games was like, it was painful. So I just never really did it much. But yeah, back to the Battlefield Soldier. He's on the Mass Effect Wiki. He's a multiplayer character. He's just a human soldier with a combat role and an Omniblade. He's just got kind of a green camo armor with a helmet on that you can't see a face. So that's pretty cool. All right.
So Little Big Planet, this was also 2013, and there's quite a few in 2013. Obviously, this is a lot of promotion. Outfits based on Mass Effect characters are downloadable in Little Big Planet 2. So that's also one way, and it's just Little Big Planet giving a shout out to Mass Effect characters.
Mm-hmm. And again, another game that I have never heard of, but it's called Henry Stickmin, which is it's a series of choose your own adventure style flash video games by Puffballs United. And in that one, they have the power grid scene in infiltrating the airship is a reference to Mass Effect. Can't really comment much on that one.
Yeah. The next one is a pretty big one. And I'm actually upset I didn't know about this. It feels like one that we were talking about it earlier. I would have been like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this happened. But Minecraft. So Minecraft, and this is 2013 as well. Minecraft for Xbox 360. There's official downloadable skins based on Mass Effect characters. And I actually Googled them, and I'm seeing Femshep. I'm seeing also Roshep. I see little Mass Effect, Minecraft Liara. Garrus, I'm seeing.
There's a picture on this wiki. There's also Ash, Rex, Cerberus Soldier, Samara, Arya, Edie, and I think that's the Elusive Man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just like looking at all of these things and I'm like, damn, so when am I going to play? You said Arya. I'm going to see when am I going to play some Mass Effect here, but or Minecraft here, but that's pretty cool, I have to say. So I think that's a pretty big one. I think that's when you're getting Minecraft's attention.
For sure.
I'm going to let you do the next two, Lexi.
Okay. All right. I was going to say there's this game called Ride Along, but there's no link to it. I don't know what it is. But there's a poster apparently in one of the characters' houses. And the next one that's more important to me is Dragon Age, of course. So in Dragon Age, Inquisition, there's actually a Krogan head mounted on the wall like a hunting trophy, which, you know, some people seem to imply, and they have a little bit of a fan theory, that Thedas, or otherwise known as the Dragon Age setting, but Thedas as a world is actually just another planet in one of the many, many solar systems in the universe of Mass Effect. And so that planet is just, you know, in ancient times and has no idea about anything else going on, but they have their own problems. So, of course, they're not thinking about what could possibly be in space. And as it were, it may seem that a poor, unfortunate Krogan, a Krogan of all things, got taken out at some point and mounted on a tavern wall. And then, of course, there is an ogre from Dragon Age, which appears as a statue in Mass Effect 2, which I haven't... I feel like that's probably maybe in Kasumi's DLC. I'm going to quickly Google that. Sure. Yes, I was right. Okay, very so nice. So the statue of the ogre is in the collection of statues in Donovan Hawk's vault. So that also goes to show that they are perhaps aware of such a creature existing and have made a statue of it as an art form, or somebody's just really creative and it just happens to exist. But I kind of like that too. And then also, of course, in Mass Effect 2 and 3, they have the Dragon Age armor set where it's silver with the red dragon. That's the actual logo and the box art for the original Dragon Age Origins game. And apparently there are other minor references to Mass Effect in the series. So my Dragon Age knowledge is a bit rusty because it's been a very long time since I've played the whole series and I've only played Origins once. But maybe leave some in the comments if you can remember them and find them.
Yeah, if you know them, let us know because we're not the gatekeeper.
No.
All right. So in 2017, which is right around some Andromeda times, and this makes sense when I'm seeing the one after the one I'm about to read. But Rock Band. Mass Effect armor and other items appear as a DLC in Rock Band. Also not one I really thought, but mostly because I didn't know anyone with the stuff. But Rock Band's a pretty big title. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the next one too, so mm-hmm. one after that. Plants vs. Zombies. This is one that is actually one way that only Andromeda giving some references to. And you know what's so funny is I know where these things are. They're in the crew members' beds in the Tempest. And I always was like, why is there a Bellsprout in here? I thought it was Pokemon. And I was like, it's probably not because we don't have the rights to Pokemon. But now I realize that it's actually a reference to Plants vs. Zombies, would make sense. So that's
cute. Yeah, I'm looking up the pictures now. That's so funny.
Not Pokemon, but still a reference to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I have played a bit of Plants vs. Zombies. Silly game.
Mm.
All right, this one. This is Lexi's bread and butter.
I have a love-hate. Well, this is Destiny. Except I actually haven't played it since the summer, is Apex Legends. And this one came out very early on when Apex was only about a year old, in 2021. And they had gun charms introduced, and some of them with the release of the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Again, Apex is another creation of EA and Respawn. They have little charms of male Shepard and female Shepard, default, of course, that you can attach to your gun, any gun that you have. So that was kind of neat. They didn't really do much with that other, like, there's no, that's the only cosmetic you can get.
There's not an N7 charm?
No.
I guess
no,
not.
It's just Shepard. As far as I recall, anyway,
done, like a weapon skin or something.
You would think, but I'm not sure if they wanted to have that big of a, because they have other little like just charms and stuff from random things, but you know.
Sure. Yeah.
But you know, like I said, I haven't played Apex since like June or July, which ironically, when I logged in and opened some box, like some Apex loot boxes, I ended up getting another set of heirloom shards that are just sitting there, but I don't have anybody that I want to spend them on. And with their most recent monetization, very predatory monetization with their latest Final Fantasy crossover for the sword heirloom that they offered, I have no interest in getting back into it. So
I get it,
which is unfortunate, but it's part of it. And then also just the matchmaking. I can never find an online game that has good matchmaking where you're not getting steamrolled, you know?
I'm going to sidebar for a second. I have a scenario for you. I've been dragged by Buffy. I'm going to present a what if.
Mm-hmm.
What if Bangalore got Shepard armor and Lova got Miranda armor?
It would depend.
Okay.
I'm
just a sucker, is that what you're saying?
Well, it would depend on how much it is. Like if they're normal skin prices that they're just doing like a, and you know, in this what if scenario of all the characters to pick, I mean, who knows who would get the skins, but I mean Bangalore would make the most sense. But
I also said it because you like them.
I know, yeah. I know. You know, it would just depend, but like at this point, it's not something I like to spend my money on anymore. And it would also depend on what other money I've been spending lately, because you know, I've been putting some money aside to upgrade my PC in the summer, and those graphics cards, they are not cheap. So it would all just depend, but a theoretical maybe. It would also depend on how good the skin looks, but also for me, I don't really have interest in getting back into Apex.
I get it. I don't have an interest in getting back into Destiny, and I'm going to spend the money anyway.
Like maybe if it was different, like I don't know. I don't know. It would just have to be where I'm at in life, because right now, if it was at this moment, if it was like, yeah, Destiny just dropped some Mass Effect stuff, and now Respawn's dropping some Mass Effect stuff, I would probably be like,
I do want to just go back to something that I just said about myself. If I do get back into Destiny, I just hope I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Well, that's what the whole thing is, right?
I just want to.
Like, you get, I think with a lot of these online multiplayer games, you get it. And I mean, Destiny at least does have some PvE story stuff to it, at least. But you get into games like Apex, Overwatch. These are games that, you know, for me, I've been struggling because, well, not only do they have problems with matchmaking, but now, you know, like with Apex, apparently some guy figured out how to edit configs so that, you know, they could keep auto aim on or like do automatic tap strafing and like basically cheating. Sure. But because it's not a cheat, it's not getting detected by Steam and the cheat software. So there's people who are just who have been blatantly cheating since day one, and it's a problem that, you know, has been addressed but needs to be addressed more. Or in Overwatch 2, where the meta, you know, gets very frustrating compared to the original Overwatch 1 days, where, you know, this 5v5 and like power creep and all these other problems that just don't make a game enjoyable. And then not to mention also matchmaking. Like, I played one evening with a friend, and then all of a sudden I came back to be solo a few days later, and I've been getting my ass handed to me because I'm suddenly in a higher MMR in quick play, of all things. So it's just not an enjoyable experience. But it's hard when these are the quick kind of online games, you know, especially for someone like me, whereas story mode, you got to get locked in for games like that have a story because you want to pay attention to them. But sometimes you just want to blow off steam. And it's hard. And these games, I don't know the real solution. I'm not a game developer, but it's hard when the things you want to enjoy are no longer enjoyable. But the good thing is you could always stop.
Yes.
You could stop, play something else, go back to Mass Effect. I mean, I did start a modded playthrough several months ago, and now I'm back into Cyberpunk. But I know. Rachel will kill me through the screen. I'm getting there. I got inspired by my brother beating it in like 2 weeks, and I watched him play one of the endings. So,
good. Please finish.
I'm getting there. I'm getting through Phantom Liberty right now. I really enjoy it. But you know, but this is the thing. Like, we have these great story games that are timeless, and I, for one, will always go back to Mass Effect because it's a great game.
Yeah. To round off this list.
Yeah, we totaled a sidebar there.
That's okay. This is a podcast. What is a podcast if not a sidebar? No Man's Sky. I've never played No Man's Sky. And I know that it's one of those games that launched fairly poorly. And then the developer really has spruced it up. There's a content creator that I watch a lot of, and he was No Man's Sky. And I remember when this launched and the action to be able to get the Normandy as a ship in No Man's Sky, and you could just travel, you know, through the galaxy or whatever it is, the universe in No Man's Sky, and we're just like losing their minds. So that was just a real, also like I think a pretty monumental one of those like dregs and references within other media. So, you know, all of this to say, sort of to wrap up this kind of a different episode than we usually have, but all of that to say, impact of Mass Effect is that other games, other, you know, content media wants to celebrate it, you know, just like we
absolutely
do. And it always feels nice to see something you like, maybe unexpectedly, like I got today, but you know, like I'm thinking of my favorite TV show is Gilmore Girls, and there's shows where I've watched and they're referencing, like, oh, I mean, there's other people who are interested in that thing and celebrate it. It's so ubiquitous that it can be in a show and be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice to see that something we hold so dear has enough of that it's represented throughout media.
Absolutely. And there is one other one that I have just done a cursory look into, but I do know. So the original first Baldur's Gate game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Was originally written by BioWare, I believe. Yes. So the hamster that is also apparently in Baldur's Gate 3 still, named Boo, who's owned by Minsk. That's the basis for the space hamster that you can get in Mass Effect 2 and 3. 2 as well, I think. Maybe just 3.
I think it's 3. But I mean, you might be thinking of how in Andromeda you get a capture of that too.
Right. And so then in Baldur's Gate 3 also, like I think he still has I haven't met Minsk in Baldur's Gate 3 yet. But one of the food items, I believe, is literally listed as miniature giant space hamster.
Very good.
I may be just quickly skimming over the details, but yes, I believe there's also some other things in there that go back and forth. Apparently, Tally's drone also sounds like a character's name. Like the drone's name is similar to a character from the first game. So there's a couple in there as well. So I think that's kind of funny as well.
Yeah. You know, I thought of this just now. So something we can round out the episode. What franchise, whether it's a game, a TV show, book, etc., would you like to see Mass Effect make a cameo in? I have my answer already.
Well, you know, I this past year I did finally watch The Expanse start to finish, and obviously that they were based on books that came out after Mass Effect, so there's some similarities, I would say. I haven't read the books, but the show very much felt kind of not similar at all, but just there were some things that made it very enjoyable because it was similar in that regard, in terms of space and whatnot. But I feel like, and you know, I haven't watched a lot of the newer series. I'm very much a 90s Star Trek person.
Okay.
I think having some Star Trek kind of like a reference somehow in any, like, I've heard the little cartoon Star Trek is pretty funny, and there's also like the one that's got the hologram of Captain Janeway in it, but you know, whether it's a live action or, you know, an animated series, I don't know. I just think throwing some Mass Effect references in there could be kind of fun. Not even like, you know, can't like a canonical event or something, but even just, you know, maybe reference to a ship in the fleet called the Normandy, or just little things like that, that a nerd of that regard would be able to pick up on.
You actually made me think of a second one. So you listed two, so I'll list two. And mm-hmm. the first one that came to mind for me is, I'm actually a little surprised, but maybe it'll show up now because it happened in Destiny. But it would be so cool if Fortnite had the option to get a Shepard.
Well, they sure got that money.
They sure got that money.
They sure do.
They've done Witcher. They've done
John Cena, Alien. John Cena,
they've done Tomb Raider. They've done Horizon Zero Dawn. Like, they've done a million.
They have the money.
They have the
money. They should just do it.
Maybe it'll happen now that Destiny did it. And then actually, as you were speaking about Star Trek, I think I'm actually surprised they haven't done it. I think Futurama would also be, it would be to land Mass Effect referencing Futurama. So I think that could be really fun too. Like, you know, they pass the Normandy, and the Normandy is just a ship that flies by while they're traveling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and especially with the Trek thing, you can so clearly tell so many references to Star Trek in Mass Effect itself.
Yeah, that would be, I think, one that would be nice
to
do
a back and forth. Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, there's so much about like the Borg and the Geth, or you know, Section 31 and Cerberus, and just different things like that with references or similarities that I think they could absolutely maybe have one in a new Star Trek series just for the fun of it.
Well, I think those are great answers. It was nice learning about some of the games I've never even
heard for
of
sure.
that offer Mass Effect love. And we'll be back next month. And I'm saying that ambiguously because I don't know if this is being posted for February or January, but I'll probably do it for
tomorrow. I mean, yeah, that's kind of in between.
Yeah.
February is also a short month.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see you in a month-ish time. But
month-ish.
Thank you guys. It's always a pleasure. Please leave us any references maybe we didn't know about that you've seen in the comments, or add us on social media, whatever the case may be.
Catch get the discussion one. Going.
Yeah. All right. See you later.
See ya.
If you liked this podcast, please rate, like, and comment on your platform of choice. To show further support, you can follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and subscribe to our channels on YouTube. Everything discussed today will be archived on the Broker's Terminal. After all the galaxy secrets are at the Shadow Broker's fingertips.